What's good, guys?
Chillin'.
Been hurting.
What's good,
sample
bro?
Everything.
We sample everything.
Sampling everything.
That's right.
Yeah. Oh,
shit. Welcome
sampling
to what?
Like always.
That's right.
So look, so you saw me posting those videos for the sample track in the Lo-Fi 12.
Yeah, yeah.
Look, man, I forgot all the controls on them shits, bro. I've been away for it so long. Yeah, I'm back in the manual, like 101. I'm like, wait, what's the button?
The sample track. Yeah. The sample track. I like it.
Yeah.
But it's the workflow is kind of clunky.
Oh my god. So it's like it's. I mean, you can do the stuff that you need to do, right? But the weird part is, it's like not in the places where you necessarily expect it to be.
Yeah.
You know, and then in the menu diver, and like each menu, when you go on the sample, when you open the clip up, and it's like 20 menus, you're like, shit, man.
Yeah, I'll be honest with you, like, whenever I use sample track, if it don't come out right, I just redo it.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to edit nothing on that. I'm just like, I'm just going to redo it. Because when I'm trying to figure it out, that's when I just kind of forget whatever idea I had.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So I'm just going to just play it over. Like, you know what I mean?
It's like, if you feed it right, you're good. Same thing with the Lo-Fi 12. If you feed it the samples the right way, like if you chop into it, like the chops that you want, you're good.
Mm-hmm.
But like on this last one, I had a sample and it's like a little bit out of tune and I was trying to tune it. And it, bro, that shit was so, So then when you tune it, you have to tune it by 100s, which is like one pitch, but you can push a little button down and tune it by little, mini pitches. But I could never even get it to that. After it's on the track, you can't, man, that whole shit.
I never really got really like deep into that. Like I just, for me, I like it because it was like mobile, but all I wanted to do, I really liked it just for the fact that you had like a really good mic.
Yeah.
Not mic, but a really good input. You know what I mean? Wherever you want, wherever you was at. You know what I'm saying? So like, it's an interface too, right?
I don't. It might be. I mean, but so the interface, so the in and outs are definitely good. And you can use the external, USB, so I can plug my iPhone directly to it, like USB and sample off that.
Mm-hmm.
So I was all back, and it's good to be all back with that joint. I was trying to do like what I do with the OP1, but some about the workflow. You're right, man.
It's a dope machine if you get to know how to use it and everything like that.
Yeah.
It's one of those machines where you're not just going to go on that joint every once in a while. You're gonna have to have your regular workflow on the sample track.
Yeah.
Like the even at the lo-fi joints, they're the same kind of way. Like, because I had like stopped using the joint and then I got the lo-fi 6 and I went back on and I was like, oh snap, that's right. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's how we do it. Like, But
I can program drums on the lo-fi. That's easier. So the programming drum patterns a lot easier on the lo-fi 12, and I guess probably 16.
You get a little step pattern.
Yeah,
you know, like you good.
And then the swing, you just dial it. Like you can't, you can't lose on the sequencer. You know what I'm saying?
But you know, to me, like I feel like that those machines work best with loops. The lo-fi, they work best with loops.
Yeah, so, I can see that.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So that's why I always like to kind of like make my loops. And throw them in there and let it loop. You know what I'm saying? And then, cause like the sequence is nice, but like if you don't have those samples like truncated just right, and you can get good fine tuning on a sample start, sample end, and everything like that.
Yeah.
But like it's a work of art.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's that compromise.
But I love the lo-fis. The lo-fis, I love both of them. You know?
It's just not enough time on it. That's the thing about it. So like I had the sample, the lo-fi 12. Like 4 seconds, man. I had an 8-bar loop I was trying to sample. Like I would have had to sample each 4 bars I would have had to sample each 4 bars into a sample, right? And then use track 1 for the first part, then track 2, track 3, track 4, and use the whole thing to support the chops. Parameter lock on them?
Oh wait! You were trying to chop the samples?
Yeah, well I had a sample that was like, say it's like 12 to 16 seconds long. The whole, I had an 8-bar loop I was trying to put on.
8-bar loop. So if it, all right. So you ain't speeding it up?
Yeah, but it would have been 4 times sped up, and it still wasn't gonna fit.
No, I mean like no. Could you just sample bit by bit?
Yeah, it wasn't. That shit wasn't gonna fit, man. So I, if I did four samples, I might have been able to do it.
What I'm saying is. what I'm saying is, like, on each sample slot, you have like maybe like two bars. Like, you know what I mean? You speed it up.
Yeah, I didn't want to do that.
You get two balls in the first, two balls in the second, two balls in the third, two balls in the fourth. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, if you wanna do something like that, that's why I was saying before, like, you really should, like, if you're going, like, with the lo-fi joints, if you really, really want, it's like, get crazy with it, like, all the sounds that's in there, like, you might want to just dedicate that to, like, just, like, maybe one or two different tracks.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, so that way you could have as much of a sample that you need in there. You got to really plan it out, you know?
Yeah.
And then if you chop it, because chopping it, it's fine as long as you got the you got to have it perfectly recorded. You know what I mean? And so, you know, pressing that button at 1 EN or 2 EN or 3 EN or 4 EN.
Yeah.
You know,
you can't use a live drummer either. You got to be like to the grid if you want to have it chop right. You know, in the drum mode, like your chops can't be loose.
Yeah.
Like you can't just take it like a drum break and then stick it in there and chop it based off that, because that human timer is gonna get your snare later early.
Yeah. It'd be dope if they updated the chop where you could
lazy
adjust
chop.
The start points. Just let me adjust the start. Yeah, just let me adjust the start point of each chop.
Mm. So that's what. So the sample track is that
Sonicware.
Plus you can see it though.
Sonicware, can you hear that? Hold on, Sonicware, look at me. Look at me. I love them lo-fi.
Yeah.
Let us adjust the start points of the chops. Please.
The value knob. Select the chop and then use the value knob to take it closer or further out. Then the second part of the chop, same thing. It could be real easy.
Because one of the chops already chops it up like piece by piece.
Yeah.
You know, equally.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So let me have that, and then just let me go to each the sample start time and I don't care if it adjust the end time of the other one. You know, I don't care.
Yeah.
I could live with that.
Yeah.
Mm. I could live with that.
How are you guys getting your sounds in there on them? Like, what is the hookup for it?
Oh, you just record with an eighth inch
A
mini jack. Okay. A aux cord.
So like all I'm doing now is using it just for drums.
Mm.
So I'm taking breaks, chopping them up in a way, you know, how I can put it into the lo-fi 12, and then I'm just using eight breaks, you know, or whatever. So the effects are nice. The effects are pretty dope.
I'm gonna go get mine.
Yeah. So chopping is dope. After you get the chops in and you sequence it out, before you finish your beat, you can do effects on each, like on each track, on each trigger. You know what I'm saying? So it's 16 triggers across. You get to put the reverb on one and the delay on another one. Use a parameter lock. And then I'll wait for Cheese to come back, because I know he's probably doing that shit.
How many effects does it come with?
Yeah.
She said, how many effects? It's like 32 effects on the lo-fis, right? Or 16?
I don't think it's that
many. Eight. I was about to say, 32, that's
amazing.
Here's
the thing, though. But here's what's dope, though. So you can put the effects on each trigger. So like after you make a whole beat sequence, you can put a reverb on every snare and then put a delay on something else later and use some parameter locks, using different effects on each one. Mm. Or you put it like at one point I put a delay on everything and then just played the parameter lock for like the feedback.
Mm.
And you can record record that as part of the sequence, and that's real dope, to tell you the truth.
These joints are fire, man. My battery's still working.
That's the six?
Oh, it's battery operated?
Yeah, low fire six. Yeah. It runs on six AA batteries, but it don't last very long.
No.
But this joint, the low fire six, I ain't like the colorway at first, I'm not gonna lie. After I made a few beats on it, I was like, I love it.
So the colorway looks like how it sounds though to me. So it looks like some old Flintstones type shit. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like some 1970s cartoon colorway.
It's real retro, like, but this joint is it's tough, like, you know what I mean? Like you get the effects, they give you a filter, flanger, chorus, delay, reverb.
You got bit crusher?
I think. Yeah, bit crusher, definitely bit crusher.
You got a compressor?
Because it's all the same effects as
the 12.
As lo-fi 12, but you also get the maximizer.
You got volume? The vinyl?
No, this one has a tape effect. I don't really like the tape effect too much. It's Cause you know how they have the warble and what is the two main controls?
Wow and flutter.
The flutter.
Yeah.
Yes, the wow and flutter. It's just like it goes crazy. And I haven't found it like very musical just yet. Just in the times I've used it. But the vinyl effect on the other one, the crazy thing about it was like that one. I realized something with that. I thought the vinyl effect was making it crazy, but it wasn't. What was happening was I was turning the vinyl effect on, but like having how do I explain this? Like I had it on, but I had the vinyl effect down. You know what I mean? And so like I had it on the vinyl effect, but I had the vinyl effect turned off, but I still hadn't had the audio being sent to it. So really, it was just louder because I just had it sending audio like to the send effect, but the send effect was off. But the shit would be bumping. Right. You know?
That's how I use it too. I don't use that static sounds terrible. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Not terrible per se, but I mean it's not like necessarily what you want. It's like too much to use. Like if you can make it be every
it
now
doesn't
and then,
add to it.
Nah, it doesn't. It doesn't. Mm-hmm. It doesn't.
Doesn't add to it. You know what I mean? Like honestly, like what I would do is if I want static on the sample, I'm gonna actually sample static, then sample the sample, then resample the sample. I know it sounds crazy, but like if you do that within the lo-fi 12, that's how you really, really, really gonna pull the sound out of it. You know what I'm saying? Like because you sample it, it's gonna sound kind of. It's gonna take its own character on, mm-hmm. and then you like get another copy of that. Like that's how, you know what I'm saying? Like old Xerox machines. You know what I mean?
Yeah, flatten it out with the sound in it. I tell you what. Nah.
What happened, bro?
I lost it. I lost that shit. Yeah, I lost it.
It happens, but these joints are fire, man. Like if you just gotta remember that you're not really gonna be doing too much like all that finger drumming and stuff like that. With the chop you can get a little bit like, you know, busy with it, but like these joints is really for you like to kind of like program the beat, at least in my experience. You know what I mean? And like I said, if you just work with loops. Like with this, forget about it. Like you could do other stuff besides loops. Like definitely understand you could do other stuff besides loops because like you can play chords and everything, and you can like modulate damn near everything. You know what I mean? Like the parameter lock and all that. It's just automation.
Yeah.
Like you know what I'm saying? Like that's all it is.
I remember where I was going. So you know on the effects channels, you know on the demos, it has like the sound like the wind in the background on the 12, and you have like the like some like ambient type noise.
I never listened to the demos. I actually deleted them.
So
no disrespect to anybody right. made the demos, but you know, it's a sampler. Like I want to empty.
Yeah. So on the demos, on some of them, it'd be like a drums on one, it'd be like a music chop, and then like a bass line. But then fourth would be like an ambient effect, mm-hmm. like the wind or like water.
Yeah, yeah.
One of them has like water in the background, like rain. One has like thunder and rain. Mm-hmm. Right. I thought they had a vinyl effect on one of those patches. Which is like a sample of vinyl that's just like looping.
Mm-hmm.
It might not though.
Oh, it's a sample.
Damn, so I deleted your six, the ones off your six too?
I deleted everything.
Ah, damn,
off the six. No, I ain't delete nothing off the six yet.
So look in the preset. So on that first bank, it's like one's drums and the second one's user bank. Or
oh no, it's not the same. It's not the same. It's not the same sample.
Oh okay.
I know
okay,
that for a fact. Okay. It's not. I know it's not the same sample. Like I listen, like I know I heard one or two of the like the sounds in there, like or whatever. Cause I don't the sounds aren't bad, but they're just not my favorite. You know what I mean? And you know, and so like, and that's always how it is. Like with mm-hmm. a sample, like I always want to throw my sounds in there. I want it to sound like me, not like whatever you give me. Yeah. You know what I mean? But
I erased the drums, but I replaced all the drums with drum traps, right? I kept like the bass and I kept some of the basic instruments just because they sounded like dirty as hell. And like I think mm-hmm. I could like that little cheap piano in there and like the cheap like organ and stuff. I was like, oh yeah, I could use this. Like I don't need to like resample mm-hmm. this. If I ever needed it, I'd leave that there. It's just like a one patch. But
yeah, and, you know, and the dope shit about it, it's only one note.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's not like
that's a thing.
It's not like it's multi samples. Mm-hmm. You use it's one note and it's getting stretched. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like
you can use it on the clean side or the dirty side. So you stretch it real far, and then you can let it be gritty, and then you got an effect, or she just put it where it's kind of close, and then you're like, okay, this is supposed to be a piano. Yeah.
How much space does it have?
It's me. Like sound?
I mean, internally, it's got what, the whole thing. Or is
seconds?
All right, so
yeah, I have no.
The lo-fi 12 each ISO, each one of these right here is a sample slot, right? So you got 16, and I think you got 8 banks, so it's 128 slots. So each one of the slots on the 12 is 4 seconds.
Okay.
Whereas on the 8, I mean the 6, each one of the slots is 8 seconds.
Okay.
So you know, I was at 128 times 4. That's 4 times 100 is 400 times 20 is 80 times 8 is 32. So that's 512 seconds. Yeah. 512 seconds. And this one got 1024 seconds. Damn. Yeah.
It's not bad. So, I mean,
But all these, this one is all mono. Whereas the other joint is.
I think it's mono too. They're both mono.
Is
uh-huh.
It?
So I was looking for
that. I thought it was serious.
Now, so you could make the samples longer if you use that 24K kilohertz. But they're both mono samples.
That's right.
I use it on the other one anyway. I use it maxed out. There's only 2 seconds on the Lo-Fi 12. You get 4 by going 12.
Mm. Yeah.
And I'm like, it's Lo-Fi 12. Oh, yeah, and so then
the
Lo-Fi
12 has like the 12-bit button or whatever.
Yeah.
But I don't know when, like, so when you using a sampler, right? Like, when I use any software or whatever, and when it goes from 16 to 12 bit, like, there's not like a real big like discernible difference. Like, I mean, it is somewhat, but just the bit rate itself, like, I don't really start hearing like that difference until you start messing with that with the sample rate. At least in my ears. Maybe, I don't know. Maybe, because I know there's more noise with the low bit rate, but like, I don't know. It's just between 12 and 16. It's just.
I can hear it.
I don't know. You hear it?
Yeah, mostly on drums, though. So drums and bass, right? It rolls off a little top, okay. And it gives it like a little thickness. It's like the it's like the MPC 60.
Yeah, I'm not saying like, I guess it's because I'm used to it with like software and stuff like that. Because like in the software, when you put that, and even on a Lo-Fi 12, when you put that 12 bit button on, I don't hear very much of a difference.
It's subtle, you know what I mean? but you can hear crunching.
Yeah, it's very very subtle. Yeah. Very subtle. Very very subtle. It's not like you. It's not like you're gonna turn it on. And it's like, oh, lo-fi. You know what I'm saying? Like,
it's true.
You know, you turn it on, you're gonna hear it. It's like, yeah. It doesn't. It's not something like, I don't know. It's dope or whatever. Like I said, the lo-fi talk is dope. You know, I love that.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Like, I don't really hear like this huge difference when you put that button on. It's just like with the 6, they have the 2. You don't hear like a huge difference. It brings. It might. Adds like a little bit of like punch to it or whatever, but it's not like, not even punch, it's really like kind of like, I would almost say like a little bit of brightness to it, because you know, like it's a kind of a dark sounding machine anyway, you know what I mean? So like, but I don't know.
I don't mess with tubes too much anyway, man. I'm like, so tube was like real big back. I remember when we were coming up in like late 90s, everybody's like, oh, I want to tube this and tube that. Like good tube shit, you can't hear. Like you can't hear the tube. It sounds almost like solid state. It's just like a refined sound. Like cheap tube stuff is when you hear like the Art. It had like that Art tube compressor. Like the one that's like $100.
Pro VLA.
Yeah. Actually, I had the one to tube that. The Pro VLA is pretty good. I got that here. But
yeah.
When you have like cheaper tubes, it kind of folds up once you like add a little bit too much gain, it kills the sound, bro. It gets like real plasticky and like not really authentic. And sometimes you use it for an effect, but it's not really the best effect. Like it's not fattening your shit in the way you think, you know. The Pro VLA is good if you feed it, like keep the input low and then pump the output out. You can make it sound real fat.
The Pro VLA, I remember that when I had that joint, like I remember I was making drums one time, and I had made a snare and I had laid it with like mad different sounds, and I had figured out, finally figured out how exactly how to set the attack for it, so with like so would make it more punchy. Mm-hmm. Yo, let me tell you that like to this day I'm like, yo, maybe I should go get another one of these because like that snare that I made, like just like, you know what I mean? It was like FAC Transient, but in your house. Versus in your iPad, yeah. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, I mean, I still got it. I mean, I bought it for like $300. I'll never get rid of the VLA. I got the VLA too. Mm-hmm. I think they might went up a little bit, but it's at one point it's like the cheapest good compressor you could get, like 2-channel compressor you could get, like under $1,000. Mm-hmm. Like as long as you use it halfway decent, yeah, you'll be fine. And it does a lot. I was putting my whole mix through there at one point, mm-hmm. you know. So
yeah, that's one thing I didn't do. I was like running my bass through there. And then just using it to like make sounds.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like make drums. I didn't know what the hell I was doing back
then. Dude, you know what? It's better that way sometimes, man. Because you just like, then like, yeah. I'm gonna turn some knobs to some shit happens that I like. And you're like, oh, this is it. And then you just sample that in and then you got a new sound. Somebody can read the book and be like, wait, it's not supposed to do that. No, don't turn that button too hard. That's not, and then you fuck it up, man, because you're kind of like messing up the experimentation. Mm-hmm. Go blind, you know what I'm saying? Go in without touching, just be like, I don't know what this does. Let's see what happens. I love that, bro. That's like some of the best stuff I did when I was coming up. Man. Like after I learned the books, it's like start following the rules and shit. Mm-hmm. 12, the 6 looks like a. You know what I thought about this? The Lo-Fi 12 colorway is like a Volkswagen bus. The hippie bus from back in the 60s. The light green, you know what I'm talking about?
Yo, you know it's supposed to look like it's supposed to look like the 50s.
Yeah.
Something like that. Like
what a 12 looks like, the Akai a little bit.
Yeah. When because the 12 I put, you know, right next to the S the Akai S20, okay. it's almost
like
the old the 90s.
And the crazy thing is that sound is on the tour real close too.
Really?
Like the Lo-Fi 12 and the
S20. Really? Mm-hmm. That's good. That's good to know.
Like it's like they both, like I wouldn't say it's like identical, but like you hear one and like you hear the other one and they kind of both bring you to the same like place. You know what I mean? Like because as soon as I got the Lo-Fi 12 and I sampled into it. I was like, yo, this taking me back to like college, like when I first got my first sample.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it's that S20, you know. So
okay,
yeah,
I see.
612.
Yeah, that shit got a lot of buttons.
Yeah, it's like all of these. All right, so all of these down here, these is the keyboard, right? Then this right here is your step sequencer. And then all these little buttons, these right here is for the for you to access each track. You can mute or solo the tracks or whatever. This is your function button, your shift button. So the function, basically you press this button and pretty much any other button, it gives you another function for the button. And then the shift button, you it's the same thing as the function, but it's for the knobs. You know what I mean? And that's it. Like,
Yeah.
And then like you got the overlay too. This joint right here, yo, the funny thing is like I was using the joint so much that I didn't need to use the overlay. Mm. Like, cause I was just like, cause like this joint tells you like as you use this when you're in sample edit mode. And you can adjust like different things, like for the sample, you can reverse it, loop it, the start and end point, the pitch, the level, shit like that, you know what I mean? Like you could change how the sample rate, like if you're going to 24 hertz, but not on this one. This one you stuck at 6 hertz. They just didn't change this thing.
That's dope though, the way they gave it, you know, that little piece for the extra stuff in there.
Yeah. It's fire, yo, I fuck with these. Hard body. I ain't gonna lie, like if I had the bread to like approach them and be like, yo, I want y'all to make a Lo-Fi 12 over again, and put the Lo-Fi and let it sample like a Lo-Fi 6 as well, and have like fucking multiple outs. I only need 4 outs. That's all I need. 4 outs. I don't need no more. 4 outs. Give me 1 out per track.
You seen that new keyboard they're making right now? It's like pre-order only. Ooh. Yeah, I think it's the ELZ1, right? Dr. Uendo, or Dr. I think it's like that's how his name is, Dr. Uendo, the guy that from Sonic.
Yeah, yeah, I know what you're talking about. The dude.
Yeah, so he has this new like he sent an email out to all the people. You probably got it too, and it's like, hey, we have a new passion project we're coming out with. This is like our monster keyboard, like the ELZ1 was their first keyboard, like the kind of like an OP1 copy, right? But now they have this new one, and they're coming out with it. Has like a LED screen. It's like real big. Take a look on the site, man. They have this brand new one. The yeah, it hasn't even come out yet. Yeah, I think it's samples and a synthesizer engine on it. Let me pull it up.
What's
yeah,
it
see?
Called?
I think it's the ELZ. Let me pull it up. Let me make sure I say it right.
Sorry.
But you have to pre-order it. It's only pre-orders. Let me see. I'll tell you what it's called.
Listen, Sonicware should be cheap, so I ain't mad at the pre-order.
Oh, it's from Sonicware?
Yeah. ELZ1 is the ELZ1 is the main instrument, right? But they have this new version of it coming out that's like a pre-order only. Let me see if this is it.
I'm looking at it
right now. So the ELZ1 is supposed to be their killer, their OP1 killer.
ELZ1
Play.
That's
amazing.
Yeah, that's what it is. Play. Oh, yeah, there you go. There you go. So the one is already the OP1 killer from their like their version of the OP1 killer. But then the play is supposed to be like a bunch of new stuff added to it. And it's like I say, pre-order only. They're only making like a limited amount. Yeah. First project. Dr. Endo. His name is Dr. Endo. Let's see. I think so. I think it does everything. I think it's supposed to be their everything box. Yeah, the better screen. Shipping in October. Yeah, 200 units sold out, 50, another 50, yeah. Yeah, so they have synthesizer engines, model strings. Yeah, I think it does sampling too. Let me just make sure.
Is that the one that's 600? Yeah, the new play one.
Uh-huh. I'm pretty sure it's samples. I'm just waiting. I'm just going through the specs.
Four-track looper for easy one-touch record.
That's a synthesizer.
Yeah. I think it's supposed to be, like OP1. Four-track looper. Bunch of drum kits and stuff. I still don't want to see where it says sample, though. Maybe it doesn't. I thought it did, though.
I don't see it anywhere.
Yeah, it doesn't have a line input either. Auxiliary end, it's like 1/8 inch.
Recording from the built-in sound source. Line input and USB audio input. So I don't see why not. I mean, I don't know if you're going to be able to...
It's just sample packs. Four-track
Yeah. New four-track looper for easy one-touch. Record, playback. Oh, but see... Yeah,
I'm not sure.
That don't mean that it's going
to... Sample direct input.
You know what I mean? Yeah, you know what I mean? They give you... Oh, no. DNA Explorer. Extract and generate waveform DNA from audio.
Yeah, it looks kind of dope, too.
It does look
like
nice.
At the sand flute, the mass noise. Bri, yeah, I know.
Why you do this to me,
Christmas
Bri.
Is coming, man. Come on.
You're going to
get this today.
It could be Tuesday.
Yeah, dude.
This is very pretty.
Yeah,
this shit looks dope. You know, I stay with the gas.
Yeah, well, I mean, but think about it, though. See, even though, like...
Yeah, I know. It says only 50 left. I ain't gonna lie. I was looking at the Roland Gaia today. The Gaia
is
2.
Is it limited order too?
You seen that joint? Nah, the Gaia 2 gonna be there.
Like, see that,
that's why I was just looking at this one. This is so much pressure. Oh, these joints ship in December.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I see. Oh, damn. This Gaia looks dope. That's not for me, but shit, the XY directional pad.
Nah, you wanna know why I was looking at it? Cause it's I was looking at it, and I love synthesizing and all that. But the joint is bus powered.
Got us though. Yeah.
So, once you it's bus powered, so that right there, like bang, that's an MPC one, best friend.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's the MIDI controller and the synthesizer. All in the same place, I just put the audio cables and boom,
it
like put them right next to each other,
So, I can see that being a good combination.
That's it, because the what's it called, the base station is bus powered too, but it's monophonic, and I have the base station, but like I was just looking at shit just to look at shit, but this right here is dope as fuck.
It does.
Oh, damn.
I'm leaving it alone now. You get it, you tell me about it, and then I buy one.
Yeah, of course. That's how everybody does to me. They be like, hey, you heard about this cheese? You heard about they be like, yo, cheese, you heard about this? How is it?
I'm a salesman for the company. I'm trying to help them out. Yeah.
Yeah. Motherfuckers always try to catch cheese out there.
Yeah,
which one?
Gaia?
Oh, yeah, the Gaia. Yeah. That's why I just looked at it. I was like, ooh, that's dope. I'm thinking about
it. Too much of that,
this drink right here, 600, is like, I'm like, okay, but it's depression. You know what I mean? Like the other one with the lo-fi 6, that's only 300. I was like, oh no, fuck it, boom.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like I'm like, I you know, shoot first, ask question last. But yeah. This, no, we got to ask questions first.
Yeah, you're right.
When
the next 100 start piling on top, yep.
Yeah. Yeah. As you get half a thou, let me find out, like. Cause like 250 into 300, like I'm like, I could be impulsive, but like when you get like 4, 5, 6,
mm-hmm.
I'm like, whoa, mm-hmm. whoa. But this joint right here, this joint, if I ain't gonna lie to you, if I came on and it just said this shit was $300, just off the way it looked, out of board,
just
that shit looked futuristic as hell. And I'd be like, and I just trust Sonicware that much at this point. I ain't gonna lie to you. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
your stuff sounds real good.
I like the way this shit goes. You know what I mean? Yeah. So, but it's 600 or 700? 600, right? See, now that's my brain, like, trying to, like, make it sound less
what,
bad.
The play?
Like, no.
Yeah, 600.
Yeah, yeah. It's 600, right?
Mm. Hey, look. So, look. You're saying,
here he go.
Look, they said if you order the pre-order, you get your name on the special thanks inside the unit.
Oh, my.
What the fuck about that? Ain't nobody looking inside the shit.
Understand. Oh, you inside mean like, of it, it says special they, thanks inside, like, inside of each one. It's going to be a special
like
thanks.
The credits?
Yeah, inside of the box of each one. It's going to be everybody's name that did pre-order. They're smart as hell, bro.
Am I going to get it? Am I getting a royalty?
Nah. That's a big no.
I didn't think so. I'm just playing, y'all.
It looks like a 7 engines on here.
I don't want a royalty.
Yeah.
That'd be dope though. So they got that 8-bit synthesizer. They got I think they have an FM synth. They got a bass and beats joint. That the bass and beats it looks like the MoFat almost.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it's pink and blue. I'm looking at that now. So wait.
Yeah.
Oh, Liven is the company.
No. All right. So Sonicware is the company, and Liven is like the line.
Exactly.
It's like Air Max.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, and so like the Lo-Fi 6 and Lo-Fi 12, those are this the Liven Lo-Fi 6, Liven Lo-Fi 12. You know, and they got the Liven 8 bits. And so like, yeah, I'm not gonna lie. After I used the Lo-Fi 6 and the 12, like I was like, I'm considering the other joints. Like, you know what I mean? Because like I kind of it's like the
The whole ecosystem, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Yeah. And so, like, one of them, because you understand how one works, it makes the other one, like, a little more appealing to you. And plus the price, the price is not that bad. You know what I mean? Where it's not, it's like, I'm getting, like, 3 or 4 cents. Like, yes, I might spend a G over a while, but, like, I'm not spending a G at once and getting one thing. Mm. Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. you know, like. Cause you gonna spend G's if you buying hardware,
facts.
You know what I mean? Like after a while, you
know.
So
that's
true. Shit adds up.
Yeah, sorry for feeling your gas, man. And now mine too. Cause I'm looking at that shit. I got the page open right now.
Yeah, see, and that's the thing. You be looking at it and be like, yo, the joint just looks so dope. like me, I be like, I sit in the room full of gear and just be dreaming about the next piece. Like, yo, what the fuck is wrong with you, bro?
Well, then, yeah, I got so many boxes I need to go back to the manual just to get back into some of them. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that is sweet right there.
That's how I'm looking at this joint right here, because those are my colors.
Yeah, it's like a Nike
and
Air
it's used
colorway.
For only $169.
Yeah, that's not bad.
Oh,
yeah,
that's a steal.
No, you guys are fueling.
That's
mine
a steal. I don't, but that one doesn't sample. That one doesn't sample. Though. It's just it's
like
bass
a rompler.
And beats.
Like
I don't
a
know what it does. Yeah.
That's bad when colors make you want to buy a piece of gear.
And that's and like Yo, that, and when I seen this the ELZ one, the play joint, then when I seen that shit and it was all black that like that, I was ready to pull the trigger. Yeah. Like that joint looked like kick.
Facts. That shit is fire.
I was ready. Edition. They got the little sine wave there on the screen too. I was all no, you know what I mean? Cause I love me a synthesizer. Like this shit look like something from the future. Like it's gonna be, you gonna open it up, it's gonna
it does look futuristic.
Since I got this shit out, I'm gonna make something. Yeah, I'll make something. You see how it's all pristine and blue. So
mm-hmm. Well, we're gonna give another sample pack away with this episode. So everyone, listeners, if you're just listening on a podcast, head over to our YouTube, wesampleeverything.com. Or just type in "We Sample Everything," and you can watch the videos for these episodes. And in the description, we put links to everything you need there, and a free sample pack will be down there as well. Okay, peace.